4.6. Road markings. Generally, there are four types of pavement markings: centerline striping, edge striping, crosswalks, and pavement messages. 4.6.1. Center lines. The center line is the painted stripe in the center of the road, which separates traffic proceeding in opposite directions. Under the new uniform code, center lines are to be painted yellow on two-lane highways and white on multi-lane highways and one-way streets. Broken lines are used in areas where there are no restrictions on passing when safe to do so. In those areas where passing is not allowed, a solid yellow line is painted alongside the broken line. If the solid yellow line is on your side of the center line, you may not pass. If passing is not allowed for traffic in both directions, the broken line will be replaced by two solid yellow lines. 4.6.2. Lane dividers. When a roadway consists of two or more traffic lanes for vehicles moving in one direction, the lanes are divided by broken white lines. These broken lines may be crossed when passing. 4.6.3. Edge striping. In many areas, the right and or left edges of the highway are marked with a solid white line. This line indicates the outside edge of the traffic lane and may be crossed only by traffic moving to or from the shoulder. Occasionally, yellow lines are used for left edge lines on divided roadways where traffic cannot pull entirely off the roadway, for marking of obstructions and islands which must be passed on the right. 4.6.4. White solid line. A normal solid white line is used to delineate the edge of a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line, but crossing the line is discouraged. A white solid line is used for emphasis where crossing requires unusual care. 4.6.5. Double solid white lines. A double solid white line is used to delineate a travel lane where travel in the same direction is permitted on both sides of the line, but crossing the double lines is prohibited. 4.6.6. Crosswalks. White solid lines are used to denote pedestrian crosswalks at intersections and, in some situations, between intersections. A driver must stop at all crosswalks which are occupied by pedestrians if there are no controlling signals. 4.6.7. Pavement messages. In some areas, pavement messages are used to warn of conditions ahead, such as school zone, railroad crossing, etc. Such messages are lettered on the road surface in white paint. Here are some examples. Two-lane, two-way roadway, passing prohibited one direction. The solid yellow line indicates a no-passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. The broken yellow line indicates a passing zone for traffic flowing in that direction. Multi-lane, two-way roadway with two-way left turn lane reserved exclusively for left-turning vehicles in either direction. High occupancy vehicles only, HOV lane. The HOV lanes can be found on major highways. To occupy the HOV lane, you must have two or more passengers in your vehicle. These lanes are indicated by a diamond on the roadway. Double solid yellow lines in the middle of the roadway indicate no passing in either direction. However, you may cross these lines to turn into a driveway. The broken white lines indicate lane separation for traffic flowing in that direction. Solid yellow lines indicate no passing in either direction. White lines also indicate a bicycle lane. Bicycle lanes are for bicycles only, and don't try to pass yourself off as a bicyclist. If you need to make a right turn or enter a driveway, you may use the bicycle lane, but only after you've checked carefully and made sure that there are no bicyclists nearby. Two parallel white lines mark a crosswalk for pedestrians. Most of the time you'll find crosswalks at intersections where pedestrians can use them when they have a green light or a walk signal. Pedestrians can be unpredictable and may not cross with the green light or may not allow themselves enough time to cross before the light turns red. Be aware of this and always yield to pedestrians when they are crossing. Crosswalks are not always at intersections. When approaching one of these crosswalks, slow down and keep a lookout for pedestrians. If anyone is in the crosswalk, you must come to a complete stop and allow them to cross before moving again. Recognize that pedestrians may not always follow the pavement markings, so always be cautious and prepare to yield to anyone who steps into the roadway. You will encounter limit lines at a stop sign or traffic signal. You must make a full stop before entering a crosswalk or at a white limit line. A limit line is a wide white line painted on the street. When a crosswalk or limit line is not marked, stop at the corner. White lines also indicate the start of a turning lane. When you're making a turn, be sure to be in the proper lane. Use your signal at least 100 feet in advance of the turn. If you're not in the correct lane at that point, you should wait until the next intersection to make your turn. The diagram below demonstrates proper lane positioning during a turn. Car number 1. Make a left turn from the leftmost lane into the left lane of the road you're entering. Car number 2. Make a right turn from the right lane into the right lane of the road you are entering. If the road markings allow more than one lane to make a left turn, you should turn into the lane that corresponds to the lane that you're leaving. Some intersections will be marked with a special lane specifically for left turns, in which case you should be making your turn from that lane. Always follow the white arrows marked in the lanes at an intersection. They will tell you whether you're allowed to make a right turn, a left turn, or only to go straight ahead. Always reduce your speed before making any turn. Signs, signals, and road markings keep traffic flowing safely. Always obey these controls, and you'll reduce your chances of being in a crash.